Welcome, everybody, to our Saturday podcast. So we don't do an official Blazing 5 this week because we only have two games. I did make picks for championship weekend, RJ Bell in a second. Last week, the two games we felt strongest about, we loved Green Bay against the Rams. That was our strongest feel, and we won. And we liked Buffalo against the Ravens, and we won. This week, similarly, of the two games, I feel very, very strongly about one. And the other one, I think the number's right. So it's RJ Bell, pregame.com, his Twitter account, at RJ in Vegas. And as always, Monday through Friday, you can hear him for an hour, break stuff down straight out of Vegas on Fox Sports Radio. So, as I just said, last week, the Packers were my favorite play. And again, this week, they're my favorite play. I think of the four remaining teams, RJ, Kansas City's run defense is vulnerable. And these days, so is their red zone offense. I think Buffalo is the least talented team with no running game. I think Tampa Bay's special teams concern me. But Green Bay feels, if not flawless, the most buttoned up. A little weather advantage, a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, much more movable than Tom Brady, giving Matt LaFleur, who used 71% of motion on plays last week, just a little more at his disposal. I'd stay away from the over-under 51.5. I like the Packers to win by a touchdown. Thoughts from you, and what would the sharps say about that?
Okay, so first off, this line has moved down. So it opened up around 4.5,
right,
and it's been Tampa money and Tampa money. So,
now, by the way, you have been saying this for now 2 weeks. The best line is not always the first line. So if you like Green Bay, RJ, the number's gotten better. It's now down to 3.5.
Yeah, now the catch 22 is, because I'm always one to say bet early, the reason being, if you're on the side of the sharps and you bet early, that means you beat the line move. If you're on the other side, now you do get a better line, but you got to start worrying, I'm on the other side of the sharps.
Right.
Which generally, in the long term, you don't want to be.
Right.
Though if you do get the better number, it's viable sometimes.
By the way, just a random question. How often is the public on the side of the sharps?
That's interesting. So let's only consider the games the sharps are on, because some games the sharps aren't even on because they think the line's right. But in the games the sharps are on, I'd say less than 30% of the time.
Wow.
And that's because the public themselves being on the game makes the game more expensive, that side. So the sharps are inclined to go the other way. So if you think about it like a stock investor, Warren Buffett's not going to often be on like a Tesla, because if it's a very public stock, that means it's already probably overinflated.
Okay, smart.
All right, so I agree with you on the Packers, but I like the first half so much better. Now, check this out. This season, Green Bay has outscored their opponents in the first half by 145 points, in the second half by 12.
Wow. Now, is some of that because they get leads and they eat the clock? Do they run more in the second half, perhaps?
They certainly have been lax in the second half offensively. They've gotten, I mean, think about it. I bet you remember the Carolina game, backdoor touchdown.
Colts game.
That was when they actually lost in the second. So in general, I think LaFleur is one of the best, if not best, game scripters out there.
Uh-huh.
So it helps them early, though the second quarter is where they really dominate. And I also think that, you know, as you call it, the California cool of Aaron Rodgers, they get a 21-point lead, they relax. They've been outscored in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They've been out Green Bay. So
that's interesting.
Now, I think in the playoffs, especially against Tom Brady, they are going to keep playing hard, but I still think that number is so strong. And remember now, you can lay -2.5 in the first half. So you get below that key number of 3. And something else on the other side of it, Tampa Bay, they tend to run too much early. They run. They want to establish a run. They've got that old school approach, and that's just less efficient. Hopefully, you know, if Green Bay, I guess, has a better chance, I think, of getting ahead early because Tampa's going to be conservative. We know Tom Brady, and you mentioned this a good bit, he's been so conservative in the first quarter of Super Bowls. Well, this is a championship game, and historically he's been conservative there too. So I like Green Bay, but I like him in the first half more. I like the over in the game also. So you said, I don't like the what keeps you away from the over?
Well, it's interesting. You kind of answered it. So the Packers are certainly capable of winning the Super Bowl, and they've been outscored in the fourth quarter. So we know that's not about physical talent. That's about attitude and perhaps play calling with leads. I never feel over and under bets are based solely on data. They can be based on a lot of things. The better team puts the brakes on. The better team gets a lead, plays prevent defense. I don't feel I get a true number over under. When I'm betting a game, Green Bay never wants it to get within three or four points, right? They want to win. They want to lead by at least two scores late. So the over-under to me is never as true a line as the line itself, because inferior teams have outscored the Packers in only one quarter this year, the fourth. And that's where you lose your over-under bets.
Now, would you say a way to say what you're saying is that the team's interests are not necessarily aligned with your over-under bet?
Years ago, yes. You know, RJ, years ago, you may have told me this. This was like 15, 20 years ago. Somebody said, the truest sport to bet is March Madness because it's one and done. The NBA playoffs, if a team has a 2-0 lead, goes on the road, that game three, the inferior team often wins. You don't get the same level of energy. But in the NCAA tournament, I mean, it's one and done. So it's a truer bet. And I always feel like with over-unders, when I bet them years ago, I always felt I was on the right side, but a superior coach went into prevent and I lose the bet. And I thought I'd rather be able to control the score. I have a greater sense of the score than I do, you know, what's happening in the last 7 minutes of a blowout.
And I would say that's another reason to bet underdogs or small favorites, because once a team is favored by more than, let's say, 6 points or seven, now the interests are not aligned again. They don't care about winning by, let's say, more than 8 points. So it's another reason underdogs, I think, are generally the way to go. Now, I will kind of push back on one thing. In the playoffs, I think Aaron Rodgers and everyone, especially against Tom Brady, are going to keep throwing and keep trying to score. And that's one of the reasons I like the over here is, can you imagine looking across at Tom Brady if you're up 28-7 and thinking it's over?
Right.
Right? So I do think that's a second reason there. Now, we did an interesting study, which was a couple things. One, we looked at conference finals, home teams, and the various scenarios that they face with the opponent. Hmm. So there's one versus two.
So pregame.com did this.
Yeah, we did this for the radio show at pregame.com, and this is something I'll be tweeting out also. So one versus two, when they play, now remember, back in the day, they used to both have byes, like last year, so it's really not as applicable now. So let's look at the times that the road team was home and away versus away and away. So Tampa had two games prior to this. They were away and away. The home team in this case is 7-4 against the spread. In every other case, the road team is better. So they're 15-16 when it was 1-2, and they're 6-10 when it was a home game, then an away game. So it really goes to show you that Tampa now is playing their third straight road game. And history says when you play that third straight road game in a conference championship, now it's only 11 instances, but the home team is 7-4 in that case. I think that's another advantage for Green Bay. What we did, and I think you're going to really like this, we did something else, pregame.com, which was we said there's a way to look at what the expected win percentage is for every team after every play, right? That's available publicly. So what we do is look at the fourth quarter of every game, and we look at every instance after every play what the win percentage was just in the fourth quarter, though. And then what we do as the quarter progresses, we wait later in the quarter heavier. And we add up all those percentages and take an average and say, this is the team's chance to win the game. Doesn't matter if they win or lose. This was their chance to win on average in the fourth quarter. We were able to sum that for the entire season. So it really tells you, forget the record, who was controlling the game in the fourth the most? The best team in the NFL, Green Bay. Second best, Buffalo. Third best, Kansas City. fourth best Baltimore, fifth best Tampa Bay. So we could say we've got the best Green Bay versus the worst of the playoff teams, Tampa. Another reason I think the spread in general, Green Bay is the right play.
Also, Tampa trailed by 7 in the third to the Saints and then got a surplus of turnovers. Green Bay, frankly, doesn't turn the ball over. So, again, I think we're both on the Packers side, -3.5. Quick break. Back with Bills Chiefs after this. RJ Bell at RJ in Vegas, Bills Chiefs. Now, I think the number's right. Kansas City -3. Here's why I don't feel as strongly. I think the Chiefs will win, but I do think this has an upset written all over it, and it's fairly clear. Since week 12, Kansas City is 26th in the red zone offensively. Since week 12, Buffalo is number one in the league defensively in the red zone. Translation, lots of field goals by the Chiefs. So the Chiefs will look like the better team. They can control the clock. They will have, lots of yards. But like last week against Cleveland, they will settle for field goals. And I could see Buffalo late, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs hitting a couple of big plays. We have a reality happening now. Situationally, the Bills keep you out of the end zone. Situationally, the Chiefs' running game has been fairly meager over the last 6-7 weeks. They can't get into the red zone unless it's big plays. So I do think the Bills have a real shot for an upset. I think the number is right. I won't bet it, but I'll take Kansas City to win for the reasons being, I simply think they have one of the great coaches of all time. They're at home. Mahomes has been here before and Josh Allen hasn't. Take it away, RJ.
Well, I like Buffalo, especially if they don't reschedule the game day, right? I want them playing on Sunday. I tell you, on Straight Out of Vegas, I spent about 10 minutes because I heard that live and I was like, man, that's interesting. You know, your take on moving it from Mahomes. And then I started thinking about it. I said, I actually agree with you. This was my plan I did on Straight Out of Vegas, defending, you know, in a way, your take, which was the following. I think starting the playoffs, if each team got to designate two players, right? So it could, any two, let's say it's Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. And then come only the conference championship week, if one of those two are injured, they have a choice is they can move the game to Thursday, or maybe the doctor gets to assess, can this player be better by Thursday? And if that scenario happens, move it, because it's a TV show, as I think you're trying to say.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think of that? Because I don't think you can just arbitrarily decide, but if you had those two key players, it feels like it would be so exciting if a game got moved.
Yeah, I mean, I am such a believer, and I think I just see I didn't have a traditional family upbringing, so I think a lot of times I can poo-poo or diminish the importance of tradition, and I look at the NFL as a league that plays games on Thursday. That's not good for the health and safety of a player, we know that, but it's better for the television product. This league will put teams on Sunday night, RJ, that are profoundly interesting. Players hate it, because you get a shorter week of preparation. If you're on the road and play Sunday night, you're getting home at 4 in the morning. If you're Seattle flying from New York, you lose a day of prep. So, you know, I've always kind of believed that do whatever is best for the TV show. So when I said that about Mahomes, people freaked out from what I heard. But I didn't think it was outrageous. I mean, there are some things. I mean, the Masters moved in November. The NFL this year had afternoon games. Like, we just do what you got to do.
I think COVID, as you said, really shows how all the staunchness about, oh, you got to have a college game scheduled 3 years ahead was absurd, right? No, but I'll tell you this, if they did have a designation of the two players, that would be a great TV show the first week of the playoffs, which two is each team going to designate? So I tended to thought it was a good conversation for sure. So I do like Buffalo here, and they're on an 8-game winning streak since the Hail Murray.
Yeah.
7 of those wins by double digits.
Yeah.
And the average margin in those games, 17 points per game. Now, Kansas City, their last 8 games, and I'm removing week 17. They didn't have their starters in. 8-0 straight up, 0-7-1 against the spread. Average margin, though, winning those games, only 4 points. No game more than 6. This is night and day between these teams. In fact, going back 30 years in our database, Kansas City is the only team to lose nine straight. Oh, check that. Only the fourth team to lose nine straight games against the spread. So this is one of the four worst runs we've seen in 30 years, not from a playoff team, from any team. And I don't see how Kansas City can be assessed to have the better team. Because if home field's only, let's say, 2 points, which I think is about right, this is saying even with Mahomes potentially hobbled, Kansas City's the better team. How do you make that case? How does anyone make that case, do you think?
Well, you know what I think it is? It goes back to this Golden State Warrior KD Steph Clay team. There is something that we believe. There is a flip-the-switch quality to Kansas City. I said this week they're the only NBA team I've ever seen in pro football where they literally had 3 weeks rest for their quarterback. They came out against Cleveland, touchdown, touchdown, field goal.
Yeah, their D's so bad anyway, though. I tell you this, when they played the Raiders the second time, Colin, they were so focused, right? There was that talk about the bus ride. And how the Raiders were one play away, so it seems to me Kansas City has had moments that feel like they can pick their score. But I'll tell you, that Raiders game really speaks to they were as motivated as any game this year. And what happened? They almost lost against a non-playoff team. I think the Bills are a better team. And I think Mahomes is, I don't know about the concussion or whatever that was, but I think the toe issue is big. Because I think he'll play, but I think the mobility and his willingness to run the ball, which is vital, is probably diminished.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're not wrong. I was on the Bills all season, and then I watched the Chiefs sort of effortlessly. I mean, I just thought to myself, if you'd have said Aaron Rodgers leaves with 8 minutes in the third, I think the Rams beat the Packers. I was so impressed that you could lose Mahomes 8 minutes against Cleveland and win. And I went, that's not the way it works in the NFL. You can't beat good teams. So Mahomes was hobbled for one half and didn't play 75% of the second half, and they won. And I was so blown away with that. That's why I go with the Chiefs. They'll find a way to win. But I think your arguments, again, I'll go back to a simple one. Week 12 on, Chiefs 26 red zone offense. Week 12 on, Bills number one red zone defense. I think Kansas City settled for 6 field goals. You know, and I think the game, I'd bet the under. I think it's a low scoring football game.
I tend to agree with you there, especially with the Mahomes banged up foot.
Yeah.
One last thing for me, and I think that this is going to sound like a hot take, but it's not. I would make the case the Bills didn't lose one game on an even playing field this year, meaning obviously the Hail Mary is fluky, right? Okay, but remember, they got beat badly by Tennessee. But that was a situation where they were supposed to play Kansas City that Thursday. The Tennessee game was supposed to be the normal Sunday. Tennessee was at the end of that COVID deal, and they woke up Monday morning, the Bills did, and didn't know if they were going to play Kansas City on Thursday or Tennessee on Tuesday. How do you prepare for that? They had to travel to Tennessee that morning and play that Tuesday night. Then they had the quick turnaround to play Kansas City. So all of their losses, the Bills, in a way, were compromised. I'm not saying you dismiss them totally, but they haven't built an excuse. They haven't really lost a game in which they didn't have a hindrance. I think that is even more impressive. Plus, obviously, they finished the season so strong.
I do worry that the Colts with Phillip Rivers got into Bill's territory on every drive. That worries me. That's, I think, why I took the Chiefs. I watched the Colts march up and down for 480 yards, and I thought, that's with a quarterback that can't move.
So here's what we did. We looked at the defenses of these four teams. We looked at DVOA. We looked at EPA, expected points added, and success rate, and took an average. So Green Bay's got the 13th best defense. Tampa has the 6th, Kansas City the 18th, and here's the surprise, the Bills the 11th. So at least based upon these numbers, which are very well respected numbers, the Bills have a better defense than Kansas City. So maybe in a certain game they didn't play well, but overall I think the Bills have an equal offense and a better defense.
Well, this was enlightening for everybody, I hope, on our Saturday podcasts. RJ Bell, pregame.com. Again, every day, well, Monday through Friday, Well, Saturday, too, because he's here. But straight out of Vegas, Fox Sports Radio, 6 to 7 Eastern. He likes the Bills and the Packers. I like the Packers, and I think the Chiefs-Bills number is right. I would bet the under if forced to on Chiefs-Bills. RJ, great stuff.
Thank you.